would be weird.
Weird. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How is everyone?
Good, thanks.
You're answering for everyone, are you, mate?
Yeah, they're well. They're all well. Everyone's well.
Everyone's good except for Jan. She, you know, got a flat tire yesterday.
Who?
I'm just making up names. I was thinking of offering that as a service. I have discovered recently that heaps of my mates don't know how to change a tire, change an oil filter, don't know how to do any of that kind of stuff. And I was like, I wasn't allowed to borrow mum and dad's car until I showed that I could change a tire. I didn't have to show dad that I could change an oil filter, but where the oil goes, like, mates of mine haven't got a fucking clue.
Old skills.
And when I worked that out the other day, I've since been asking friends and they're like, no, I don't know how to do that. No, I just call the NRMA. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I said, would you like to learn? Oh, absolutely. I'm like, oh, maybe I should just do like a, and I won't even charge. Just let me come to your place and teach you how to change your fucking tire. I can't deal with the idea that I'm vulnerable in a way that I don't need to be vulnerable. Like, I don't need to be on a fucking deserted road in the, like, 10 o'clock at night with a flat tire. I can't go anywhere and hopefully I can get range and hopefully the NRMA can get out to me, or I can just bust the fucking tools out and change a tire. That shocked me how many of my mates, guys and girls, haven't got a clue how to change a tire. I'm like, Jesus. I imagine you can change a tire, Mikko.
I haven't changed one in so long. I'd say the last time I changed a tyre was for a woman.
Nice.
Yeah. I was quite shy. I went, can't you change a tyre? I went, no.
Wow.
I'm like, well, why not?
That to me is like, I met a ferry captain on the ferry from mainland Scotland over to the Orkney Islands who couldn't swim. I was like, this is your job, being on the water, and you can't swim. Like, if I don't understand being.
Must be petrified every time he went out.
Yeah. Well, his whole point was like, oh, fuck, if I go off here, I'm fucked. It's freezing cold and it's really turbulent. Don't worry about whether I can swim or not. I'm like, you can drown in a bath.
Yeah.
To me, any kind of vulnerability that I can knock on the head, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe you learn how to change a tyre so you're not stuck in the middle of nowhere. And also, I cannot tell you how many times I went through a stage with one of my cars where I got a flat tire probably every 3 months. I think a guy that I'd been seeing was pissed off. I seemed to get a lot of flat tires. And how many times I was changing a tire, and I can do them real fast these days, just like bam, 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 and dudes would come over and go, oh, let me do that for you, darling. I'm like, no, I've got it.
No one would ever say that to you. Yeah. Let me do that for you,
darling.
There
was one dude, I broke down. I didn't break down. I got a flat tire just out the front. I'd finished working at one pub years ago now, and I was driving past another pub, got a flat tire, pulled up like 100 metres away, and literally out, jack out, bam. It was while I was seeing this. Well, I wasn't seeing him. It was while this bloke was being a fuckhead. And the funny thing was, I could never prove it was him. But when he found a new girlfriend, I stopped getting flat tyres. Go figure.
Oh, right.
And so I've got the jack already under the car. I'm already jacking up. And this guy's like, let me do that for you. And I was like, nah, man, I've got it. Thanks. And he goes, nah. I'm like, dude, back it up. Let me change my own tyre. He's like, I'm trying to help. And I'm like, I need your fucking help. Like, I got really, he got pissed off that I wouldn't allow him to change the tire for me. I'm like, mate, you're fucking blind. I am stone cold sober and I'm in a hurry. I'm on a promise. Can you fuck off and just let me change my tire? And he's like, oh. How'd
he go?
Hey?
How'd he go?
I don't know whether it was, maybe he thought he could change the tire for me and I'd be like, I'm so grateful. Let me suck your cock. But I was on a promise further down the beaches. So fuck off. You're looking out the window like I didn't just say suck your cock.
Yeah, well, it's 3 minutes 44.
Record time for a new blowjob joke. Well, it wasn't a joke. It was for real.
It's for realsies.
It's for realsies.
I deleted social media.
Oh, good. Feel good?
Just for a week, yeah.
Nice. What are you doing with all your spare time?
It's great, yeah. Oh, I've still got Instagram, I still fub on that. Because I've got about 7 Instagram accounts.
So, oh, do you? Yeah.
I look after other people's Instagram accounts too.
Do you?
Yes.
Because you're a nice guy, or is it a bit of a side income?
Just with my social media artwork skills.
Nice. Yeah, you're a bit of a gun.
Update shit.
You're quite a gun at Photoshop and all the stuff that we do here on the podcast. I don't know how any of that gets done. It's quite impressive.
I'm still not that great at it.
Beg to differ. I've heard some pretty shitty podcasts.
Yeah, there's some shit ones out there. Big shout out to fucking, yeah.
All you guys.
Fuck, there's some shit ones out there. Because I was just like, I was, you know, I, I, I listened to this YouTube Sensations fucking podcast recently. Fucking what a terrible fucking really? Terrible podcast.
Terrible, like terrible subject terrible matter, or just terribly terrible subject recorded. Matter.
It's all like, and just bad quality.
Wow.
And lots of followers. So
really, isn't that interesting?
You
not bitter though. We're fine.
Yeah, just disappointing.
I've just started listening to Tim Ferriss. Have you ever listened to him? Fuck, he's really interesting.
He's amazing.
Yeah, like I'm down the rabbit hole.
Oh man,
I.
He was great. His podcast a month into COVID when the USA was crumbling was incredible.
Really
incredible. Because
I've gone back to the beginning. I should
no. Jump you in. Should listen to that one.
Okay, cool.
Because it still makes sense. But he was. It was just him talking. But it was just.
He's great. He's so engaging.
Yeah, it was just every point he made was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's when I got a hold of his book and the foreword's by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'd never heard of him. And I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, 4-hour work week. I'm like, people ask for that in the shop quite a lot. Oh, rightio. And then I started to read the foreword and I was like, fuck. Like if Arnie's given it the big ones, Arnie doesn't,
yeah, he's amazing.
Doesn't hand out sort of, you know, compliments lightly.
Mm.
So I'm like, oh, okay. And then the book Tools of Titans, fucking
yeah, it's great.
Great.
Yeah, it's great.
Really enjoying that. I've only it's just finished
podcast.
The
– He does a podcast too on there.
I only just finished the health bit. I'm just into the wealth bit and I'm kind of like, this is a bit lost on me. I'm not ever going to be investing in entrepreneurs and fucking startups.
It'd be good to know how they start though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of the points that someone who worked for, I want to say Google, so this Tools of Titans, for anyone that hasn't read it, it's the dude sat down over a couple of weeks and read over all the transcripts of all the podcasts that he'd done of all these people that are like the, you know, sort of top of their game, whether it's sport or fucking academia or business and that kind of stuff, and then just kind of put them into three separate subjects of health, yeah, wealth, no. and wisdom.
I've got it here somewhere.
And he was saying that one of the guys from Google, he was like, how'd you get ahead? And he goes, I just went into meetings that I wasn't invited to and just said I was going to take notes. He said I just went into like super, you know, I'm like level 52 of employment and I'd go up to level like 20 of employment and go, I'm just and people would like look going, who's this dickhead in the meeting? And he goes, I'll just sit and take notes. And no one ever, I was like, yeah, I've never had a job where people would not notice that I'm at my desk and go, why are you walking into this meeting? Like it's, that's a different world to me, but I certainly appreciate that's definitely a way to, you know.
That's my excuse if I get caught watching porn.
What's that? I just want to see how someone else
just taking notes. Amazing. That's not really that big, is it?
I feel in COVID I've watched all the porn.
You reckon you've got to the end and you're starting again.
Exactly.
You're back to the hairy bushes.
I'll go back to the fucking greatest hits. Every time I'm like, I surf across three different websites and I'm just like, I've seen it. I'm like, fuck, this is embarrassing.
I know this one. Yeah, I know how this ends. They all end the same, by the way. Splooge. That is actually the sound it makes, splooge.
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 Oh, I was seeing one guy a while ago that was just like, oh, that's how that ended. Oh. Sorry, made myself chuckle. The mix giving me a look of like, ew.
Yeah, so I deleted Twitter completely.
And Twitter's horrible.
Deactivated
I don't like Twitter
Facebook,
at all.
But I had to go back onto Facebook recently to upload something.
Right.
But, yeah, too many fuckheads.
Yeah. It's definitely a time that is dividing people in such a way that it's getting mean and fucking brutal.
And I'm pretty sure me and you discussed, you said, oh, I think you might have said you were hoping that people would be better out of this. And I went, nah.
You called it too because I've been cunts.
And they're not.
They're not.
No one's better.
No. Nah.
I'm sure there's some people that are better, but humanity is not better.
I think
better.
The people that are being better are off being better.
And
the
rest of us and they don't give a shit about anyone else.
They're
not posting it on social media going, yeah, I'm fucking here to tell you about my latest conspiracy theory.
Fuck.
If you don't wear a mask, you're a cunt.
There are some crackers out of that where you just go, gee, can you hear yourself?
Your mouth off the bong.
I did say that to someone the other day. Have you been smoking crystal meth by any chance?
I think they get their JobKeeper payment and then just buy an ounce.
Straight to, I don't know how much that is. That's how fucking ridiculous I am with drugs. I don't know how much that is. It's funny, I have never smoked drugs. I've never taken ecstasy. I've never snorted speed. But I just of late have gone, wonder what mushrooms are like. I've never delved into any of that.
And I don't think you should try anything, Julia. With your with glands.
With my adrenaline slash, it's the violent reactions to thing I have.
Yeah, I don't know much about mushrooms. I just ordered some mushroom coffee, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been getting into lion's mane mushrooms because my memory is shit.
Is it good?
Oh, I can't tell. I can't tell if it's working or not.
Yeah, I bought this.
And a mate of mine said that's a shit brand. If you're going to do it properly.
What brand? Life Cycle. Life Cycle's the best.
It's not that. Wow, it's obviously not working because I can't fucking remember what the brand is. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I ordered mushroom coffee. I kind of did a little bit of research on it because I just drink way too much coffee. Apparently it's very good for your brain.
I do live on coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, I bought this stress support stuff and I heard it on a podcast and they went, oh, yeah, it's great. He's focused. And I'm like, sometimes I'd feel good and I'm like, is it the stuff or not?
I'm focused on a drink beer. Does that count?
Yeah.
I have to wear a 24-hour Holter monitor. I'm getting fitted for that tomorrow because the electrical impulses in my heart are crapping out.
Really?
Yeah. So my blood pressure's okay, but now my heart rate is like fluctuating up to 125.
Did you say fuckuate? Fuckuate?
It is. It's fucking out is what's happening. My heart's fucked. Well, it's not actually. My heart's fine. It's the electrical impulses. So I've got to wear this fucking Holter monitor for 24 hours straight. And I'm like, does that mean am I allowed to wank while I've got that on? Is that manners? I don't know. Stop going silent when I talk about weird stuff. You're fucking weirding me out.
I'll add in a stupid joke because I went to the club the other day and this guy was really pissed and he come in next to me on the pee trough and he went about four bowls up and he went, social distancing. I went, can I have it? He goes, yeah. Social distancing.
He's going to hear that and he's going to go, I fucking wrote that. I'm on a podcast. I'm famous.
We've been going to this club because we were going to the pub, but it just wasn't the same after COVID and there's nowhere to sit. We have this, me and the Fit Pom, we have this little corner where you just watch people.
Yeah, nice.
And that's always taken in the pub. So we go to this club and it's just like, it's in the inner west, but it's like a land that time forgot. It's
really?
Old blokes just just walking around, bloody help you with that, love to sign in. And bless. Yeah, but he's just trying to crack onto her and I'm like, I'm just here, mate.
Right here, fuckhead. Oi, I'm right here.
But just pissed, totally pissed and just, we're looking at one bloke and he was in like a grey tracksuit and the Fit Pom went, he put that on to come to the club.
He like really chose
dirty grey crack suit.
Jesus.
Like, and then like the ankles were dragging in the
the
ground and he didn't brush his hair and he was red faced and
fuck. Didn't like
effort. Club.
Own a mirror, mate. I think I mentioned in the last podcast a couple weeks ago I went to Berry. It was great, but we went into this little pub and it was like an old man's pub.
Oh, which pub?
And you fuck me, I don't know.
In Berry.
Yeah. There's only a couple. It wasn't the southern, it was the other one. And
the one with the boats on the roof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the southern, other one.
The other one's the old man pub.
Well, it was when we were there, just proper fucking.
But it's quite nice inside, isn't it?
The front bar's nice.
Is very.
And then the rest of it's old man pub.
Yeah.
And so I went in 2 days in a row and on one day I was wearing my NAIDOC hoodie, which says it's got. On the back, Aboriginal, sort of a take on the Aboriginal flag with always was, always will be. Mm. I like to wear that, show a bit of support. And this dude at the bar was just fucking glaring at me.
Really?
Oh, he fucking hated me.
Did he?
He really did. And I just made such a show of giving him big smiles. G'day, champ, how are you? Like just really.
I don't know why it bothers some people.
I know.
So
you know when you're like, and as soon as I see it upsets them, anything like that, if I'm wearing like a pride flag on a shirt or anything that I see that upsets people, I can't help but go and poke them with a stick.
Yeah, well, I seen someone, why I deleted Facebook, wrote the, we didn't walk on your rock, so stop fucking with our statues.
Oh, my God.
What are you?
You're gone, cunt. Fuck.
No, I keep them around.
Oh, do you? I just go fucking
go in and check
gone,
on them every now and again.
Gone. Gone. Like I go on an epic. So I've got a bit of a policy where I'll snooze them for 30 days, and if I have to snooze them more than once, gone.
Oh, right.
You're out. You're fucking dead to me.
Yeah, you just really know how people think on social media. Instead of knowing him for, you could know them for 11 years and then one day at a backyard barbecue, you go, oh, you're that person.
You're an actual cunt.
I could have just social media'd you.
Wouldn't it be nice to go, hey, I'm just going to unfollow you for 30 days. Can I snooze you? Can you stop talking, please? Because you know what I'm like? I have no hesitation in saying to someone's face, that's fucking bang out of order and you need to shut your face. Like, I have no problem. I have no problem with confrontation. And it amazes me how many people talk shit online and then you see them, they're like, g'day, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off. But I am a little bit scary.
You're not scary.
It's been pointed out to me that I can look a little bit aggressive.
Apparently I can too.
Yeah. I love your resting serial killer face. It makes me happy. What's Mick doing?
I got in.
He's just thinking. Oh, I think he's angry at me. No, he's just thinking. Fucking hell.
I got in my first, what do you call it, COVID argument.
I told you
about this.
Who with?
I went up to the IGA.
Mm.
And it was like just before, not before close, probably about 7 o'clock, closes mm-hmm. at 9. I bought myself a, and the Fitpom was out. But I like a hot chicken roll.
Boy, nice.
Make it myself. Had a few wines, went up there, and there was nothing fresh, and it was like the fancy bread section. I'm like, there's like 5 loaves. So I just kind of touched a few to see the freshest. Like, they're a bit shit. And this voice just went, what are you going to fucking touch them all, mate? So I just kept walking. And I went, hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
That was me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I turned around, this fucking big fatty boomba.
How old was he?
A bit younger than me.
Could you take him if you had to?
Yeah. Easy.
Like
easy.
A shizzle.
Easy. And I went, what did you say? And he goes, are you going to touch them all? And I went, oh, mate, really? You know, I said, and in my head, I just went through everything. I went, I've done everything right during this period.
Yep.
I've social distanced.
Yep.
Washed my hands.
Yep.
And you're going to have a go at me for picking up a couple of shitty pieces of bread when you're in a fucking shopping centre where everything's been touched by everybody.
By at least 5 people.
Yes.
And what'd you say?
And I just went, yeah, whatever, mate. And then I went, nah.
I like that.
I said, bad behaviour, mate, very bad. If I can't, everyone's struggling at the moment and you just can't have a go at that. He goes, mate, I'm not having a go at you. I'm just saying, are you going to touch everything? And I went,
ugh.
And he was dead behind the eyes.
Oh, really?
He was just dead and I just went, yeah, whatever. And, like, it was drawing attention by this stage. I looked around and was looking at me. I'm like, I'm not the bad one.
Oh, that's the problem with living, you know, in a very closed-in community where, like, if you kick off, then you're the psychopath
off
at the IGA.
Yeah. Oh, that was that guy that was running around in his underpants. Funny video. Yeah, he's got a dark side.
I had to insert myself in the middle of trouble the other night. I had dinner with 2 girlfriends of mine and it was funny because we're talking about stuff.
Are you wearing your...
I was wearing
pajamas.
Some, I was not. I was wearing
a tickle fight.
I was wearing some. Yeah, we were having a pillow fight. How did you know? We're having twirlies. Ew, gross. I just had dinner, and they're 2 top chicks. It was lovely to be sitting down, having, like, you know when you're like, it's been rough. We haven't been able to go out and have dinner, and now we're socially distancing away from other tables, and there's a way of we've signed in, everything's sanitized, so you actually feel quite confident going out. And so it was just nice sitting down, having a couple of glasses of wine and some dinner with these 2 chicks. And I knew one of them quite well, and the other one I met that night. And so the one I hadn't met before was like, you know, she was horrified at some of the stories the other one was telling about, like, you know, different confrontations and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I think it's just because I'm a bit of a unit. That doesn't happen to me. Like, dudes are just, they tend to not take me on. And if they do and I sort of front them, they're like, fucking hell, this is going to end badly for me. And we were talking, and she was like, wow, that's really happened to you. I'm like, yeah, but I did, you know, I used to be a bouncer and I do put myself in these situations. It's not like random dudes come up and try and fight me that often. And so she was like, that's just none of that's ever happened to me. I was like, oh, anyway, we got quite hammered drinking cocktails and wine. And I was heading home and I'd said goodbye to them. This is how I am. I made sure they got into a cab nice and safely. And then I walked past my bookshop and wandered out, said goodnight to a couple of mates of mine. And I ran into 2 boys that come into the shop and one of them was so drunk, like so proper, like they're under 25 and he was so drunk he could barely walk. And I said, what are you 2 up to? And the one who was a bit more sober was like, we can't get in anywhere because this dickhead's blind. And he's like, you know when you get really, I'm not that drunk, I am fine. He was that level of drunk. I was like, dude, just smashed, time to go home.
Was he a lord?
He was
a lord of the manor.
He was that drunk. He was a lord of the manor.
He's a lord of the manor. I own fucking castles.
And these guys come into my shop and buy, like, they're under 25 and they buy, like, philosophy texts that are 40 years old and know that they're onto something. Like, they're really well-read, good kids. And anyway, I said, you know, where are you guys off to? They were walking home. I was going to grab an Uber home. We crossed the road and then they had to cross the other to the other side of that road. And so I'm walking up to get my Uber and there's five big burly blokes walking through the park who are, and I hear them go, those two? Yeah, those two. And they're just going to go barreling across the road to go and engage my two mates in clearly fuck shit up. Like, they've just picked them and they're about to get their heads kicked in. So they never saw me because I'm 45 years old and I've got grey hair and I was wearing makeup and some nice clothes.
So a little bit of totty on.
So, yeah, so I completely blended into the background and I just, like, stepped straight in front of the big one and went, you right, mate? And he goes, well, yeah. And I go, you sure?
Oh, no.
And, yeah, I was like, fuck it, I'll bring it, like, because I know that I can fight better than the two over there put together. I know I can. And the guy goes, I said, you sure? And the guy's like, yeah. And I went, yeah, cool. And then I walked straight across the road while they were still working out what was going on to stand with my two mates. And I said to the sober one, well, the more sober one, he kind of looked at me like, you know, why have you come back over here? I didn't quite understand what was happening. Hadn't seen these five blokes behind me. And I said to him, everything's going to be fine. Just stand up straight and don't say anything. And he's like, what? I said, just don't blink. You'll be fine. And he goes, huh? And he looked over my shoulder and he was like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, no, we're going to be fine. And so I was standing talking to them, the five blokes across the road, and said, you know, excuse me, fellas, do you know where, if there's a good pub around here? And I just stepped in the eye line. I said, yeah, great pubs back where, that over that way. You want to head back down the hill. Up this way, no pubs. Down that way, that's where you want to go. No pubs where you came from, pubs are down there. And the guy goes, oh. And then he stepped a little bit to the side so he was out of my eye line. He goes, not you, him. Is there a convenience store around here? And I stepped back in the eye line. I went, yeah. Back down where the pubs are. You want to be going that way. And the guy goes, oh. And I went, is there going to be a problem? The guy goes, oh. And I went, is there a problem? And he goes, no. And
fucking hell.
And it got super awkward, super tense. And there was just this moment where there's me, this little skinny blonde-haired kind of surfy tradie dude, and his really drunk friend who still doesn't understand what's happening and is having trouble standing up. And I've already gone, big bloke's copping it in the jaw, that guy's getting it in the knee, and that guy's getting it in the hip, and I don't know what I'm going to do with the other two, but I'm already, like, I've resigned myself to that it's me fighting these five big blokes. And there was just this tense moment, and I'm still pointing back down towards the where they need to go, and they just went, oh, and then they went down the hill and went into Manly itself. And so I stayed there until the two boys crossed the crossed the park to go and walk up to their place and made sure that the five fuckheads didn't follow them. And then I walked across the road and got in my Uber. That's your wow. Two. But things like that where you just go.
Super Julia.
I had just at dinner time, I had just been talking about how it's just, I don't know, I just seem to be in the right place at the right time for these things. And I had dinner with those two girls last night and I said, funny thing happened on the way home from that dinner we had the other night.
Do you have music in your head when you start punching them? Wow. Cool. Oh, I hope someone's filming this.
The big bloke at the front was... He was all arms and legs. I was like, oh, that's going to – no point trying to take his legs out. He does leg day. So he was copping it in the jaw. But the other guy had skinny little pins. I'm like, your knee is just going to crunch out from it. Like I really – And when I was telling the two girls last night, I said, you know, I've prioritised it, who's getting it in what order. I'm like, you know, my fighting brain. And they both went, yeah, most people don't have fighting brain, Julia. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forget. I forget that people don't.
Is that monkey brain or lizard brain?
Lizard brain. Lizard brain kicks in. I sobered
up. Why is it lizard brain?
I don't know, it's some primal part of my brain at the back that just operates on its own, just does its own thing.
Tyrannosaurus Rex brain.
Yeah, yeah. That one is just like, T-Rex fuck brain. Shit up.
Little hands, don't let me down. And little arms, isn't it?
Yeah, it's little arms.
Little arms, that's why they're don't angry, let me down.
Because they can't wake.
Julia. Yeah, well, I could have got in a blue of that guy. I just like.
Yeah, it's funny though, isn't it?
Because you go. Dead behind the eyes.
I could continue this or I can choose to not.
Yeah,
to.
I just walk.
Like,
away.
I could have kept walking and gone, oh, the two boys will be fine. I'm sure everything will be fine. My lizard brain just went, nah, not my watch. Those two boys are good kids. And these five fuckheads, don't know. Like, just fully walking through a park looking for people to fuck up. And then they announced it. Those two? Yeah, fucking those two.
Fucking hell.
I was like, nope.
I was never that. I did know people like that when I was young.
I used to go into town to get into trouble. We used to go into the cross to get into trouble, but never to pick trouble.
Oh, right.
Always to be in trouble. We never went like bashing people, but man, we found trouble. It's fun. Like my little niece just turned 14 on the weekend, and I look at her. I was like, I was going to the cross and getting into fights at 15. And I'm like, that's 1 year away for her. There's no fucking way I would let that kid out.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's just one generation that's changed a lot.
I'm glad I experienced this generation. My kids' generation, incredibly, yeah. I mean, they come across as a bit stupid, my children, but very...
Oh, I think they're capable.
Very, very caring of the environment and the world.
Mm. That's handy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I almost said the other day on Facebook because I thought it was funny and then didn't because I was like, oh, someone will say I'm virtue signaling that I am at the stage of caring for the environment where I now choose my contact lens based on who has a recyclable fucking packaging. Right. And I was going to make a joke of like, I'm, you know, I've just leveled up to, and I just went, oh, fuck, someone will be like, oh, yeah, look at you saving the environment. I thought, oh, fuck it, I'll just have a little giggle to myself.
Well, and it could only happen to me. My glasses, the little screw came out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just hanging in there.
Yeah.
So I had to screw the screw back in.
Mm.
But this.
You need the glasses.
Glasses, I needed to screw the screw back in. And fuck, the screw is small.
Yeah, they're tiny. They're tiny. Small.
They're tiny. And I'm like, I found a pair of old glasses.
That's fucking hilarious.
And I'm like, and it was like a spring loaded thing. So I'm like, okay. And I'm like, screw. And I found a. Because I got a little set of jeweler screwdrivers.
Set. Nice.
Yeah. And I'm in there and I'm like screwing and I'm thinking, yep, this is working. And then I'm like, I can let this go now. And it just went ping. And that screw is somewhere
in the house. You've got wonderful carpet everywhere in this house. There is no way you would have heard it go ting, 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 ting anyway.
Fuming. And then my point is when I was tour guiding, there's an Australian glasses company that's all recyclable.
Oh, is it? Who's that? Yeah. Can we give him a shout?
No, I'm not going
to. Oh, okay. Because fuck them.
So, and the only way I could contact them is fill in the online form, says hi, and then you're just filling what you want. And just went, yeah, I want to get new glasses. Told him what happened, had a laugh, lol. I said, while I'm there, can I get optometrist check, blah, 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 and just haven't replied.
Oh, wow. That's not great.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, you got a job to run. Yeah, I know. You got a business
to run. I was really looking forward to it because I used to go all in there all the time. And people would be impressed with this shop. And then I'm like, oh, I actually got a reason to go back there now.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, I don't.
So I should probably just ring them. But I'm just the disappointment of like,
maybe
I did what you've asked me to do.
Maybe
I filled in the form.
I wonder if they have an email account they don't check.
No, but it's the online form.
Wow.
It's the thing you fill in. How can we help you?
You can answer this fucking form, you cockheads.
Book your appointment through.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a run-in. Not a run-in. Yeah, I did. I had a run-in with my mum and dad's pharmacist. Dad was in a lot of pain a couple months ago.
Drug dealer.
I do have a lot of drugs. And he needed Endone.
Oh, yeah.
His doctor prescribed it and faxed it immediately to our pharmacist. They filled it and said, we will require the original script, though, because it's a Section 8, I think, of this drug. So it's one of the big ones. Oh, yep, no worries. So I spoke to the receptionist at my doctor and they did the faxing. That was fine. And then they popped it in the mail and I had to give them the exact address of the chemist. That's how I knew it went to the right place because it was me who looked up the exact mailing address. And then I went into the pharmacy and they're like, you need to chase up that script that hasn't arrived yet. And I was like, it was sent last week. And then they got really like at me that I was doing something weird with a script of Endone. And I was like, guys, I've done everything I can. I keep this GP's amazing and I keep her in her good graces because sometimes I need to do stuff like that where I ring at 10 o'clock at night and go, Dad's in trouble, fucking help me out. So I'm not going to ring them and go, where the fuck's the script? Like they've sent it. They've told me they've sent it. So maybe you guys could... You know,
look in your junk mail.
Yeah, there's 10 of you that work here. Maybe someone has opened it and maybe you could have a look around the pharmacy. Nope, it's definitely not here. I was like, fuck. So I went, I was seeing the GP on something else and I said, hey, by the way, I'm being hounded. And she's like, she was a bit annoyed about it. She's like, this could come back on me. I'm writing another script for Endone. I trust you, but can you just keep an eye on them? And she actually said to me, keep an eye on them because a doctor in... Crow's Nest, I think, somewhere quite...
The Nest of Crows.
The Nest of Crows had been telling elderly Oh, no, it was the pharmacy, had been telling elderly patients that they were, you know, you get like five repeats, that they were, no, you need to go and get another one, they're out. Oh, okay, so they'll go to the doctor and get another one. Yeah, and they've been filling the scripts and sending them to other places and just fully ripping them off.
Bit of hillbilly heroin.
Yeah, so my doctor said, just keep an eye on and make sure they're not doing this because it's fucking, it's just happened, all right? I was like, oh, okay. So then I go back to the pharmacy with the second Endone script and they go, what's that for? I'm like, you've been hounding me for two fucking months about this Endone script. It's about the Endone script. Oh, no, it's in the system. We must have got it. What do you mean you must have got it after 2 months of every time I walk past here you go, excuse me, have you got that script yet? Turns out they have two mailboxes and no one knew about the second one. And while they're doing a clean out of the office, someone went, what's this mail key? Oh, there's a second post box.
Ah.
And it was jammed, packed. Like,
Jesus.
Yes, with scripts and important medical information. I'm like, you guys suck.
Fucking drug.
Yes. So now, then I got a second, I had a second script of Endone. So, of course, I had a fill.
So, if anyone wants that.
I don't mind Endone. It doesn't do wonders for me, but I don't mind it.
So, good early on with your pain.
Mm.
You get used to it quickly.
Oh, do you?
I think so, yeah.
I was given a tip a while ago that
you might have a high threshold.
Me and my fucking stupid adrenaline, a lot of that stuff doesn't work. And yet if I take Claritin or one of the antihistamines, I can't talk for 24 hours. I'm a fucking mess. I'm the dickhead who can take Valium and then go play football, but give me a...
Valium doesn't do anything to me.
Give me an antihistamine. Oh, Valium calms my monkey brain now.
Nothing.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
Took it on a plane a couple of times, nothing.
Have you tried it not on a plane? Snakes on a plane.
Oh, right.
Give it a crack in normal circumstances and see what it does. But, yeah, so Valium calms down all the howling monkeys inside my head, but physically it doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
But, yeah, give me an antihistamine and I'm like just a vegetable and for 24 hours. The next day I'm still trying to put sentences together and I can't.
Speaking of shit emailing, I contacted a bank recently and tried to close out a loan and they replied with someone else's loan.
Oh, wow, that's not okay.
How bad is that?
Oofed.
And then they never mentioned it ever again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, cunts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like it was the worst.
Wow.
Because I like shit myself thinking, I don't know that much.
Yeah, yeah, you'd
I know
like,
how much I owe.
Fucking 45 grand. What? Oh, hang on.
And then I went, oh, that's not my reference number.
That's a big fuck up. That's a big fuck up. I remember getting somebody else's bank statement one time back in the day when they sent bank statements, and I also got somebody else's phone bill. And I was like, I wonder how much shit I could fuck up with this information. Like,
have you ever got somebody else's penis?
Maybe on one or two accounts. Maybe just once. Yeah, just that one time.
I needed to close out with a joke. And it's about penises.
Yay!
See ya.
Peace out.
G'day, Miko here. Here's my song that I've been recording. I played an acoustic version last week. Here's the rock version, a little song about Rod. Cheers.
Well, I love rock music, loud and hard. I love the boom of a double kick bass drum and distorted buzz guitar. I grew up on Maiden, Ramones and Priest. Yeah, my big ears were fed a constant diet of a rockin' buffet feast. But my lady, well, she don't think quite the same. Her taste in tunes torments me some, and this chorus will explain. I love punk rock and heavy metal, stoner grunge and thrash, from Sex Pistols to Black Sabbath, Motorhead down to The Clash. Well, my lady cringes at my song, she says Lemmy isn't God. She loves that sucker loving pommy bloke called Rod. Rod, that's right, Rod Stewart, my new nemesis. But in reality, he'd rather date my daughter than to steal my lover's kiss. There's portraits of him about our place. So when a sex sexy time with my baby. All I see is Sir Rod's face. He sang Hot Legs and that Blondes Have All the Fun. But I wish my girl would dye her hair and fall for Elton John. Well, I love punk rock and heavy metal, stoner grunge and thrash, from Sex Pistols to Black Sabbath, Motorhead down to The Clash. Well, my lady cringes at my song. She says Slayer don't like God. She loves that sucker loving pommy blow called Rod. My girl's obsessed with Rod, yeah, she's totally love struck. I don't think she thinks I'm sexy because Rod's had all the luck. Should I put on spandex tights or wait for some Rod Stewart role play? My girl, she may not fall for it, but then again, my Maggie May still love punk rock and heavy metal, stoner grunge and thrash, from Sex Pistols to Black Sabbath. But I did like Johnny Cash. Well, I hear Rod sung so much these days, I like some of those tracks. Fingers crossed she doesn't fall for Nickelback. Fingers crossed she doesn't fall for Nickelback.